الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله، الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله، الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome and marhaba to another episode of Blessed Seerah of beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where we learn the biography and the lifestyle of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, as we have discussed various aspects of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our previous episodes, inshallah in today's episode, we are going to be discussing the rights of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam over us, his ummah, subhanallah. And with this regard, Imam Qadi Iyad rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has given us some guideline in his world famous seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, entitled Ash-Shifa bi Ta'rifi Huquq al-Mustafa. Now, before we dive into the topic, let's listen to the virtues of reciting Salat and Salam upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for he has stated that the one closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who has recited the most durood upon me in the world. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'ina wa sallam. The viewers of Madani channel, inshallah, we are going to listen to this beautiful kalam in the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inshallah, after which we'll be back to dive deep into the topic, inshallah, azza wa jal. For now, enjoy this beautiful kalam in the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for it is also a requirement and it is the right of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon his ummah that we should praise him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well has commanded us to praise the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Holy Quran, subhanallah. So with this in mind, let's with good intention listen to this beautiful kalam in the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and stay tuned with Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam.
Pul se utaro raah guzar ko khabar na ho,
khabar na ho,
Jibril par bichhaye to par ko khabar na ho.
O Prophet of Allah, alayhi salatu wassalam, let us pass over the bridge of Sirat without the path even realizing it. As Jibreel alayhi salam spreads out his wings without his wings even realizing it.
Jibreel par bichhaye to par ko khabar na ho. Mere jigar se ghame rozgar ka kaanta, mere jigar se ghame rozgar ka,
worries of livelihoods have been thrown in my side. Pull this thorn out of my heart without my heart even realizing it.
Jibril par bichhaye to par ko khabar na ho.
Fariyaad ummati jo kare hale zar mein, fariyaad ummati jo kare hale zar
When an individual from his ummah calls upon a need, it is impossible that the best of creation, alayhi salatu wa salam, remains unaware of the plead.
Jibril par bichhaye to par ko khabar na ho.
Aisa guma de ur ki vila me khuda me. Aisa guma de un ki vila me khuda me. Dhunda kare par apni khabar ko khabar na ho.
May Allah make us lost in the love of His beloved, alayhi salatu wassalam, to the extent that our conscious thirsts for itself, but unable to find it.
رضا کوئی حامی نہیں جہاں. گزرا کرے پسر پہ پیدر کو خبر نہ ہو.
No one will help except him, alayhi salatu wassalam. On the day of reckoning, even father will not aid his son in trouble,
traveling.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ وَسَلَّمْ. سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ. What a beautiful kalam in the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back and marhaba. And inshallah now we will listen to these beautiful pearls of wisdom written in the world famous Shifa of Qadi Iyad rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And he says that these are the few rights of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam upon his ummah. And he says that bringing faith upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the right of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam upon his ummah. Subhanallah. Having faith in our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Subhanallah. And number second, he says, following the messenger of Allah and his sunnah. Subhanallah. This is also the right of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon his ummah. Then he says, obedience to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because this is the core of iman. And then he says, respecting and revering the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, meaning respect and reverence for the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then praising Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is also the right of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon us. And invoking blessings, meaning salawat, upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just as we have learnt about the merit and the virtues of reciting durood and salam in his court in the beginning of this episode. Subhanallah. This is also the right of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon his ummah. And last but not the least, visiting the blessed grave of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is also his right upon the ummah. Subhanallah. So as his ummah, we should incorporate these aspects into our lives, fulfilling the rights of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon us. Subhanallah. Then let's listen to more virtues with regards to each of these rights that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has upon us as his ummah. And the first right, as we have mentioned, is having faith and bringing iman upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is an individual obligation, meaning fardhi ain on every follower to sincerely affirm belief in the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and to truly accept, affirm and believe in all that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought from Allah azza wa jal. Subhanallah. It is the belief of every true believer that without bringing faith upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, no one can ever be regarded as a Muslim. Remember that. Allah Azza wa Jal states in the Holy Quran, and whoever does not accept faith in Allah and His noble messenger, we have indeed kept prepared a blazing fire for the disbelievers. Allahu Akbar. And dear viewers, this ayah, this verse has been mentioned in the Holy Quran in Surah Al-Fath. This verse unambiguously demonstrates that anyone who does not bring faith upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his prophethood, notwithstanding his acceptance of Tawheed, meaning the oneness of Allah, and his testifying to Allah's oneness, shall be regarded as a disbeliever. Allahu Akbar. This is why the kalima La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the article of faith. The first part of the article of faith is to believe in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then in the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the other half. Subhanallah. In other words, bearing testimony on Allah's oneness and to the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are both integral and indispensable elements of creed in order to become a Muslim. Dear viewers of Madani channel, this is how important it is to have faith and bring iman upon the soul of iman, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Dear viewers, it is incumbent upon every Muslim to follow Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his way of life, meaning his sunnah, which is the second right of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he has upon us, his ummah. Subhanallah, subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Holy Quran, A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Qul in kuntum tuhibbuna Allah fattabi'uni yuhbibkum Allah. O beloved, say, O mankind, if you love Allah, follow me. Allah will love you. Subhanallah. This is the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran. And this verse has been mentioned in Surah Ali Imran, verse number 31. Dear viewers, from this we can see the importance of following Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is why the guiding stars of this ummah, the companions alayhim ridwan, could never bear even the slightest transgression against the prophetic sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in every aspect of their lives. Subhanallah. They regarded upholding his sunnah as incumbent, meaning wajib upon them, and never turned away from the beloved sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam even for a single moment. This is how they were punctual on the sunnah of their master or beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah. Dear viewers, the third right of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam upon his ummah is obedience to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Every follower, every ummati is enjoined to be obedient to every instruction, injunction and order of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to even consider going against his command for even a split second is unbecoming of a true believer, as it is an individual obligation, meaning fardhi ain, upon every ummati to wholeheartedly surrender himself and submit to the command of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as Allah Almighty has stated in Holy Quran, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ati'u Allah wa ati'u Rasul. O you who believe, obey Allah and the noble messenger. And this has been mentioned in Surah An-Nisa, verse number 59. And at another occasion, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Holy Quran, مَنْ يُطِعِ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهِ. Whoever obeys the noble messenger has indeed obeyed Allah. And this has been mentioned again in Surah An-Nisa, verse number 80. Subhanallah. These are the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal. These verses of the Holy Quran clearly prove that in the absence of obedience to Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one cannot lay claim to being a Muslim. Those who show obedience to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and are devoted to him shall attain the honor of being in the illustrious company of prophets of Allah and champions of truth, meaning Siddiqeen, the martyrs, Shuhada, and the righteous, the Saliheen. If one desires to understand that what it really means to obey Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he should intently read about the accounts that are related to the obedience of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam once saw a person wearing a gold ring in his hand. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam held the person's hand, took the ring off, and whilst throwing it away said, "Who amongst you wishes to hold an amber of Jahannam in his hand?" Allahu Akbar. Later, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam left, the people said to the man, "Why do you not pick up the ring and make use of it?" The companion, he replied, Subhanallah, listen to the reply of this beloved Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, "By Allah, I shall never pick up the ring that the Messenger of Allah cast away." The man went on his way and left the ring where it was. Subhanallah. And this hadith has been mentioned in Mishkat Sharif. And dear viewers, after these three rites that we have learned about that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has upon his ummah, the fourth right of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam upon his ummah is that as an ummah we should love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam immensely. Allahu Akbar. Similarly, it is obligatory, meaning fard, upon every ummati to love the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than anything and anyone in this world, and to also be willing to sacrifice everything dear to him upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah Azza wa Jal states with regards to loving the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he says, "O beloved, declare, if your fathers and your sons and your brothers and your wives, your family, the wealth you amassed, the trade in which you fear a loss, and the dwelling of your liking, if any of these are dearer to you than Allah and His Messenger and striving in His way, then wait until Allah brings about His command," meaning His wrath, "and Allah does not guide the contumacious." Allahu Akbar. This has been mentioned in Surah Tawbah, verse number 24 of the Holy Quran. The crux of this verse is that love for Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is an individual obligation, meaning fard ain, upon every Muslim. If we give precedence to anything or anyone else above His love, then our claim of being Muslims and our claim to loving Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam is void, causing the wrath of Allah and His chastisement to befall us. Allahu Akbar. Similarly, the last part of this verse proves that the iman of a person whose heart does not possess love for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is worthless. Allahu Akbar. Meaning his iman is worthless if the person's heart does not possess love for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Dear viewers, Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala, he relates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "None amongst you has believed until I become more beloved to him than his children, than his parents, and the whole of mankind." Allahu Akbar. And this hadith has been mentioned in Sahih al-Bukhari. How did the companions express their love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Allahu Akbar. Let's learn about this incident, about how the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam expressed their love for the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahu Akbar. When we learn about the love of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, once the leg of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala, the son of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, became numb. To remedy this, people said to him, mention the person most beloved to you. So he exclaimed, O Muhammad, because why? He loved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam the most. Allahu Akbar. These were the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, especially the son of Amir al-Mu'minin Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, and one of the Abadilai Arba'a, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Allahu Akbar. His immense love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, just as his father loved the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than anything. There is an incident mentioned in the books of hadith that once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was with his Sahaba, and Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam held the hand of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Can you imagine Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam holding the hand of Sayyidina Umar, and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, out of his enthusiasm for the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, Ya Rasulullah, you are more beloved to me than anything else except for my life. When the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam heard this, he said, none of you can become a believer until you love me more than your own life. Allahu Akbar. When Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala heard this, he said, Ya Rasulullah, I swear by the oath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that now you are even more beloved to me than my own life. Allahu Akbar. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remarked this statement of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala and said, Umar, now your iman is complete. Allahu Akbar. So this is the criterion for the completion of iman, the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It has also been narrated on the authority of Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who relates that a tailor invited Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for a meal, and I had also accompanied him. The host presented to us bread and a curry which contained pieces of meat and gourd. I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sifting for pieces of gourd, and from that day onwards, I love to eat gourd. Allahu Akbar. Lauki Sharif, Subhanallah. Now, this hadith is mentioned in Sahih al-Bukhari, and it has been reported that once in the gathering of Imam Abu Yusuf rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, the student of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, the narration that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved God was mentioned when someone in the gathering uttered, I do not like it. An infuriated Imam Abu Yusuf rahmatullahi ta'ala drew his sword and pronounced, renew your faith, for if not, I shall slay you. Allahu Akbar. This is how they displayed the immense love for everything that was loved by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. This is the criterion of iman, loving the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as it really strengthens our iman, and it is the criterion of our iman. Subhanallah. Dear viewers, if we claim to love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and many claim to love the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, yet there are traits and signs of a true lover that distinguishes him from mere claimants, and it is mentioned that emulating Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in every state, meaning following the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his sunnah, following his example and internalizing his sunnah, following him in his speech and in his actions, obeying his commands, and to abstain from his prohibitions, meaning to strictly act upon the Sharia. These are the signs of the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So if we are adherent to these signs, that means we love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his true sense. To always mention and remember him, and to invoke salutations and benedictions upon him in abundance, and to attend gatherings of his remembrance such as Mauludun Nabi. This is also a sign of possessing love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah. And to give utmost respect and reverence to the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as well as everyone and everything associated to him, such as the companions, the prophetic household, meaning the Ahlul Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the noble wives, Ummahatul Mu'mineen, and loving Madina Munawwara, loving Masjid al-Nabawi, and his sacred relics, and the Holy Quran and the Hadith. These are also signs of love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to love those who are beloved to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to be enemies of those who bear enmity with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, such as heretics and deviants. Allahu Akbar. This is also one of the signs of the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Dear viewers, to be oblivious of worldly pleasures, and to be abstinent from worldly pleasures, and to be punctual, and to give preference to poverty and frugality over luxury and comfort. This is also one of the signs of the love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated, "For indeed poverty comes faster upon whoever loves me more than the flood to its destination." Allahu Akbar. These are the signs which really signify whether we truly love our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us true love for the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as he rightfully deserves, and it is his right upon us, meaning his ummah, to love him, to revere him, to respect him, to follow him, and follow into his sunnah. Join the beautiful movement of your Da'wat-e-Islami, where you will inshallah definitely learn about the sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you gain and reap benefits of rewards in both the worlds, Allahu Akbar, by following the sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As Amir al-Sunnat Allama Maulana Abu Bilal Ilyas Attar Qadri Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya, he propagates and he has started this beautiful movement just for the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the love for deen and love for our creator Allah azza wa jal, and to please him, subhanallah. So join and become part of this Madani revolution, where you can transform your lives for the better, inshallah azza wa jal, by following into the footsteps of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Dear viewers, if we want to fulfill the rights of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then his praises should be on our lips at all times, subhanallah. And how should we praise the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? In the best of manners. The entire Quran is filled with the praises of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So as much as we can, we should and we must praise the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because it is following the commandments of Allah azza wa jal, because he azza wa jal has praised his beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Invoking blessings, reciting salat and salam is also the right of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam upon his ummah. And the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that the one closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who has recited the most durood upon me in this world. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Visiting the blessed grave of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is also his right upon his ummah, meaning if we go for Hajj Umrah, it is incumbent upon us. And as a lover, one would really go out of his way and make haziri and present himself at the Rawdah Mubarakah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the blessed city of Madina Munawwara. Inshallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us all to Madina Munawwara for haziri, inshallah azza wa jal. Mujhe dar pe phir bulana madani madine wale, mai ishq bhi pilana madani madine wale. Inshallah, let's conclude in this beautiful episode where we learned about the rights of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam upon his ummah, with this madani mission of Da'wat-e-Islami, that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world, inshallah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam.